Hello, and thank you for listening to the Scheduling and Communications Training. This training is for kids ministry volunteers at Reality Ventura, and we are going to talk about how we do your schedule and how we communicate as a team. This is all very, very important information, so we thank you very much for taking time out of your day to listen to this training. So attached or connected to this audio, right below this audio in the website, you will find the scheduling and communication handout. So please open that up and follow along. We are going to be going through that handout. So starting with scheduling, the first thing you need to do is download the Church Center app. This is the app, the Reality Ventura app, if you will. You're going to go into your app store, type in Church Center app, and then you are going to open that app up, and you'll be able to search for Reality Ventura. When you find it, you'll see our logo. Click it, and then you'll be able to create a login. Or if you already have a login for like Planning Center or something connected to Planning Center, if you know what that is, then you know what that is. Go ahead and use that login. It'll work. And if you don't have that, you can create your whole login and just follow the prompts. So you're going to first get the Church Center app. And then once you have been placed on a team, once me and Karina have placed you on a team, we will upload your information into the scheduling system. As soon as we load you into the system, place you on your team in our system, you might receive an email from us asking you to download another app called Planning Center Services. You do not need to download that app because Church Center app is all you need for scheduling purposes. So when you are scheduled for your rotation, you know, you'll be scheduled regularly every other week if you're a regular volunteer, or if you're a substitute, we might place you in occasionally. You will get a notification through the Church Center app. And when you get a notification, you can click accept to say that you will be there. And if you're not able to serve on your scheduled Sunday, you can click more and then decline and enter a reason for your absence for that particular Sunday. So that's how we will know whether you are going to be there or not. It is very, very important that you do this. Otherwise, Karina is going to have to reach out to every single one of you individually who has yet not accepted or declined, and that's going to add more work. So please just accept or decline if you know you're going to be there or not. And we hope that you are always able to maintain your schedule, but we know things come up. So if you know in advance, though, that you have an event coming up, like a wedding or a graduation or a vacation, you can block out future dates in the Church Center app. Simply click on me, then click, it's like the little icon that looks like the outline of a little person. Click actions and click add blackout. Then from there, just follow the prompts, select the dates you know you're going to be gone, as well as entering the event or the occasion for why you'll be out of town. And then finally, if an emergency arises, we've reached out to you, you've said you're going to be there. You're going to be there this coming Sunday, but an emergency comes up that week before you serve, please text Karina directly. Her number is 805-766-1717. Text her as soon as possible, whether it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Don't wait. If you're able, please do not wait for Friday or Saturday, because it's a lot harder to find substitutes to cover you then. And at the very least, even if you're not sure if you need to call it or not, Karina can be on the lookout for somebody for you, even if you're not 100% sure you're going to be gone or not. So yes, that is how you call out last minute. If an emergency arises the week of, please do not go back into the Church Center app and decline yourself. It is actually much, much better if you contact Karina directly. So again, you use the Church Center app to accept or decline things. You can use the Church Center app to block out future dates that you know about. And then if it's like a week of emergency that comes up before you serve, text Karina directly. So that is how we do our scheduling for kids ministry. It's pretty simple. But communication, what do we do for communication? Just so you know, we have over 100 volunteers in kids ministry, and we have a lot of things that are happening in kids ministry. We have special events, there might be changes in curriculum, there might be just some things we need to know before a Sunday. So we need to make sure that we're able to communicate with all of you guys effectively, and we need you guys to look out for those messages we're sending your way. So to streamline it and make it simpler for you, we have decided to use an app called GroupMe. This is a texting app. So again, all throughout the semester, there are multiple announcements that need to be made to all the kids ministry volunteers. And so we use this app. A lot of people don't check their emails regularly, and it is not possible to send a group text to over 100 people. So we have to use a texting app. So what's really cool about GroupMe is that the notification bell is like really sweet and it's not obnoxious. So you're not feeling like you're being bombarded. Also, we don't send a ton of group messages out, but it makes it really simple for us to send one message to everybody at one time. So what is that like? What is the experience that you can expect to have with being on a group texting app like this? It can be really intimidating or be like really easy for you. It kind of depends on the person. So what will you expect from us in this from this app? So you would be a part of two threads. The first thread you'd be a part of is the RVTA Kids Ministry thread. This is all the volunteers who serve in kids ministry. No matter what team you're on, they're in this thread. We will send out announcements, messages. Hey, there's an event coming up. Please fill out this form if you want to serve. Hey, we're going to work on changing some of these classrooms. Just wanted to let you know. Like anything like that, just general information. Please do not reply to whatever we post in this thread. We ask you, please don't give thumbs up or like sounds good or anything like that, because what happens is all over 100 people will get that message. And if all of you guys are responding with those little things, which are really sweet, that original message can get lost way after all of your guys' comments. So you guys, we ask you please not reply in that thread. You can, we ask that you don't. What we do ask you to do though, so that we know that you got the message, is you can tap the little heart next to the message. Not an emoji in the reply response thread, but like the little heart next to the original message. Nobody will get notified if you tap that, and we'll know that people are getting it. So if we send out a message to 120 people and only 7 people tap that heart, we think, oh, you're not getting the messages. People aren't checking. So we need to remind everybody to please check GroupMe. But if all of you guys are responding and I have like 100 hearts next to like people have hearted the message I sent, then I know, okay, you guys are getting the message. So it's really, 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 really important that anybody who gets a message there, please heart the message under the All Kids Ministry group thread. So that's the first thread you'd be a part of. The second thread you'd be a part of is for your specific team, whether you're serving on a midweek prep group or in the preschool classes or in upper elementary class, no matter where you're at, you will have your own thread. You guys are welcome to send messages and respond there, but what is currently happening is not a lot happens on that thread. When it does happen, it's really important. It might be like, hey, I'm realizing this isn't working well, or it seems like this isn't working well. I would love your feedback. And you guys can respond and interact and agree with each other, or maybe disagree with each other, and in love. And that way we know how to adjust things and change things as needed moving forward. So that is your specific team's thread. So just a quick review. The All Kids Ministry thread, you do not respond to, but you do tap the little heart next to the message. Your specific team's thread, you are welcome to respond in there. There's not a lot of stuff happening in those threads, but they're available for when we do need it. It's a tool that's available to us. And then finally, if you would like to text me or Karina directly, you can message us, text us, call us, and we will respond when we are able, or answer if we are able. So that is how we do our scheduling for kids ministry and how we do communication in kids ministry. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me or Karina directly, and we would be happy to answer your questions. Thank you so much.